It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Hit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MST Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high-quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location, just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a couple. A case situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four cheese quesadilla? OMG's. I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tom, in just a second, as soon as we possibly can. Looks like they're just about right. Ready to begin out there.
Here we go.
This is Joseph Kerr with you this evening.
You got it, Joseph. All right, welcome back to the Knowledge Gymnasium, everybody. Little delay, having a visit with Coach Folsom, ironed out a few little things and stuff right here as we get set to go to the second half of our basketball doubleheader this evening. It is the guys' turn. As Benedictine plays host to the Park University Pirates. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, he's our man in the studio and taking care of the production and engineering, and appreciate all of it. Joseph, thank you very much. The PA guy here at the Nolan Gym is introduced under starters. Let me do it for you. First of all, for the Park University Pirates, our head coach Jason Klein. Park comes into the game at 13-10 on the season. They are 12-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, number 5, actually tied for the number 4 spot in the conference with Mid-America right now. And Park is going to start, and I'm going to do this as best I can because thank goodness I have a pronunciation guide here. Abubakar Chroma. Abubakar Chroma is a 6'5" junior out of the Bronx, New York. He will be starting at one of the guards. At the other, we're going to get New Orleans native Jaden Robinson, 6 foot five, again out of New Orleans. Josiah Barnes is a 6 foot two inch senior from Long Island, New York. Out of Melrose, Wisconsin, at 6'6", it'll be the junior Tristan McRoberts. And running up the starting five, a hometown kid out of Kansas City, Missouri, 6'4" senior Christian Bradford. The ball goes up the tip of the way. Control down by Park. We're underway for the Ravens. And head coach Ryan Moody, and Park's going to throw it away. Head coach Ryan Moody, his associate head coach John Pierre Benedictine, 7-15 and 6-12 at a conference. It'll be the five we've kind of got used to now, the five we started up in Des Moines. It'll be Preston Reynolds, a 6'5 junior from Leawood, Kansas. The feed underneath, the shot is going to go up for Hagen Hilgendorf. Hagen is a 6'9 senior from Hastings, Nebraska. You're going to have 6'4 sophomore from Knoxville, Virginia, Jack Vanderrudy. Bryson LaRue from Lee Summit, Missouri, 6'2 junior. And at the point, it'll be the freshman from South Bend, Deglin Sullivan. He's 6'1". Here's a three on the near side, up, no good. Rebounding it down, Benedictine. Ravens coming up with the basketball, and here we go. Shot from the outside, round and round, kicks out, won't go down. So close for Bryson LaRue, and back up the floor with it. Here comes Park. 19 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine leading in the early moments here, 2-0. A little turnaround for the right side. It's going to be off the block. No good. Vanderrudy coming out with a rebound. Benedictine is going to run it. Ravens going from right, left to right. Left to right across your dial in the first half. Bryson LaRue comes out on top to Deglin. Sullivan pivoting with the left foot. Starts to drive into the middle. Now Seesaw dribbles. Goes back to the left side. Dumps it over to the edge. Driving it is going to be Preston. He'll back in. Change directions. Now back to the right. Throws it over to the edge. Hilgendorf will try to back in. Shot clock at 7. Hilgendorf with 5. Skyhook, air ball, off the mark, rebounding it down. It's going to be Park. Ravens with a 2-0 lead. Park, almost 2 minutes into the game, still looking for their first points. Here's a running shot, off the window, no. Rebound, Hilgendorf had it, lost it, on the floor, picks up Bryson. LaRue will take it on the right side in front of the scorer's table, launch it over to the left side. Jack for 3, short. And rebound coming back down to the Pirates. Roma comes up with a basketball. I'm just going to let you know. Abu Bukar Kroma. That is a hard first name to say for me. But we'll probably be going with his surname. Kroma will take it out topside. 17:40 to go. Little skip pass. Anticipated and stolen. Here comes Preston. He will drive, lean, turn, shoot, miss the shot. That was a nice job defensively by Kroma as he got down the court and then backed away. Did not initiate any contact. Did not commit a foul, and had Preston off balance enough that he was unable to connect on that shot. 17:20 to go in the first half. It's still 2-0. Not now. It's 3-2. Falling away, three-point shot for the right elbow is going to be knocked down by Barnes. Josiah Barnes will hit his first points of the game, and it is 3-2 Benedictine. We are 3 minutes in. Kick pass to the right side to Jack. Comes back out on top. Deglin. Sullivan dumps it over to Bryson LaRue. Way out above the three-point ring, right in front of the Benedictine pep band. Thought about the shot. Comes off the screen that was set by Hilgendorf. Shot clock at 4. Falling away. Deglin rolls. No. Rebound out of bounds. It'll be Raven basketball. With a shot clock reset to 20. And I'm not so sure. I'm a little surprised. Maybe they didn't go ahead and reset it fully. If there was a change of possession, perhaps. But they're going to say no. Hilgendorf will take the inbound. Ravens with a basketball, trailing it by 1. It's 3-2. Really low scoring. Don't you know that that's a plan by Coach Murray? That's exactly what he wants. Run that shot clock down. Here's a shot. LaRue can't get his ball. Ravens are going to save it down. And the shot is a buzzer. They will not get it away. Benedictine with a shot clock violation. Coach Moody lobbying that shot a moment ago had come off the rim. And now the officials will confer out of the middle of the floor to see. I got to tell you, I didn't think it hit the rim. Now they're going to take a look at it on the video. I didn't think it hit the rim. I don't know. Maybe it did. We're going to find out. 16:24 to go. Tomorrow night on Care Radio, it is Thursday. You know what that means? It is Sports Look. Join Gus and me for that right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, which will conclude around 5:15, 5:20, depending on how big a news day it was. We're going to be covering things, all things. sports, local high schools and the colleges and around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and lots more. Matter of fact, I got to verify with Gus Slater, but somebody, I saw somebody or saw something on social media that there's a football game this weekend. I don't know. I'm not sure. We'll find out. I usually don't believe anything that I read or hear from the social media or somebody says, I saw it on social media. So I generally just kind of disregard all of that, but I got a feeling that there's some substance to this. The officials are continuing to now, after having reviewed the video, the officials are conferring out in the middle of the floor in front of the scorer's table. And here's what we're going to have. They're going to come over to the official scorer and the timekeeper. They are going to say that there will be 18 seconds placed on the shot clock. So they will say that, in fact, the shot clock ought to have been reset. And that Benedictine is going to have the ball in play at the baseline. They do not get those points. It is still 3-2, but Ravens are going to inbound it and have time to run an offense. It'll come in to Hilgendorf. Over to the right side to Jack. Back out Preston. Preston will slide in, go in, off the window. Nope. Rebound tipped out. Hilgendorf with the putback. So Hagen hits the bucket. Benedictine goes up again at 4-3. And Hilgendorf with all of the Benedictine points. Now we're going to get a shot from underneath and a foul called. Chris is going to come over and two free throws. A foul by Jack Underwoody and a couple of free throws for Park. It'll be Christian Bradford coming to the free throw line. Bradford is a... That first one's good. Okay. I'm having to verify. Make sure this is right. Bradford is a 39% free throw shooter, 25 of 64. That first one looked pretty good. That one didn't. And rebound, though. Offensive board going to be cleared away and followed up for three, and it will miss for Park. And rebound is going to go back to Benedictine coming in out of play. So Bradford's going to hit one of the two, and the game is deadlocked at four. This is not high scoring, and I'm sure this is what Coach Moody has in mind. BC with a ball into the fourth court. Preston to Deglin. Ravens are on offense. 20 minutes or 20 seconds on the shot clock. 15 and a half minutes to go in the opening half. Working the ball onto the left side. Jack, three. Too strong. Rebound slapped out. Deglin picks it up. Puts it up and in. Sullivan for two. Ravens go up 6-4 at 15-20 mark in the opening half. McRoberts for Park. Kicks it to Bradford. They want to get underneath to the big guy. Here it goes. Robinson falling away. Shot. No rebound. Hilgendorf. Hagen with the basketball. Ravens are going to run. Each team has got a player at the scorer's table at the next dead ball. Here's going to be LaRue. The next dead ball is going to bring us to a timeout. LaRue skipped it out on top to Preston. Benedictine has not made a substitution. Neither has Park yet. Enters a shot off the window and a cut. Another two for Hilgendorf has six of Benedictine's eight, and the Ravens are up four with 14:40 left in the first half. Benedictine played very well at Park earlier this year. 18-footer straight away, good for the long two. That is going to be Josiah Barnes, and he will have his fifth point of the game. 8-6. 14-14 to go. Inbound and up and in. Hilgendorf again. Hagen is having some kind of a start here tonight. 10-6, and he's got eight of them. The Ravens at home in front. 14 minutes to go in a rapidly moving opening half of men's college basketball. Bradford goes over to Barnes. BC player defense, and that pass just a little bit too far out in front. As he tried to lead Bradford to the baseline, and as it goes out of play, it'll come back to Benedictine when we return from the timeout. A break of the action and a timeout on the floor at 13:56 to go in the opening half of the men's game. Ravens 10, Park 6.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
Minutes and 56 seconds to go in the first half of the guys' game. And Benedictson has broken out on top, 10 to nothing. Oh, shooting well, 5 for 15, but look at that, 13 shots. Park has gotten off 7. So the Ravens was pretty much a 2-1 shot advantage. Park only hitting 28% of their shots, Benedictson hitting 38% of theirs, so not phenomenal numbers, but when you get that many more looks at it, it's going to pan out probably pretty well. Free throw line. Benedictson has had none. Park is one of two. Early rebounding is a 9-5 Benedictson lead. We're back at it. Ravens putting the ball in play. And for Benedictson, the only substitutions are the appearance of Gino Corridori and Ezra Vigafa. Here's a driving shot right side. Bryson LaRue for two. And Benedictson has decided they're going to win this game in the paint. They had Bryson LaRue knife in and beat his man to the rack and put it up and in off the backboard. It was a driving layup for LaRue, putting Benedictson up by a 12-6 count. 13-13 to go in the opening half. Skip pass over to the left side. Robinson with the basketball. Kicks it off on top. Valia, shot is up, no good, rebound, Ravens. Now, BC will come into the forecourt. Ezra, way out to the wing. Benedictine has been taking her time, been having long, substantial, protracted possession. Back and in, Gino, hook shot, good, Corridori for two. 14-6, Benedictine up 8. At the 12:40 mark of the opening half here in Atchison, Kansas. Fading away from 18. No. Rebound slapped out. And Corridori clears the ball away. Park has gone to the bench and brought in Kaji Kavalia. If you're not familiar with Kaji, he's a 6'7" senior from Georgia. I don't mean like in the southern tier of American states. I mean Georgia. 12 minutes to go. Driving down. The ball's going to be stripped away, and Ezra is going to be called for a personal foul. So the foul is going to be on Vigafa. It will be Benedictine's second foul of the game. Jack has one early, and then Ezra with one. Park has not been whistled for a foul yet, and we're 8 minutes in. Coming to the line for the Pirates is going to be Burroughs. His shot, yeah. Tyler Burroughs out of Boiling Brook, Illinois, where he went to Marshalltown Community College. One more free throw. He will hit that one as well, as the Benedictine lead is now 14-8. Ravens are going to put the ball in play against the full court pressure. Vigafa into backcourt, lobs it over to the left side to Bryson. LaRue dribbles up, gets it up court, and it's going to be slapped out of bounds. And on that timeout with the free throws, Benedictine is going to make a little lineup adjustment. So on the floor for the Ravens now, Vigafa. Also, Harrison Kissling's out there with Bryson LaRue, Gino Corridori, and Drew Purdy has entered the game. Purdy's going to take the ball just in the forecourt. And the Ravens are back on offense with 11:50 to go in the opening half, leading it by a half dozen. It is 14-8 Benedictine. Heart of America men's college basketball and the NAIA on CARE Radio tonight. We hope you're enjoying it. Lady Ravens with a massive win in game one. Here's LaRue for three straight on the line, but short. Ravens back down. Park. Chevalier comes up with it, kicks it over to the right side. Chroma back and in, cross court pass. Was it lost? No, somehow it was saved in a corner. Punk's going to keep it alive. Shot clock down to 15. Shoulder high dribbled by Burroughs. He works it over to the 20-foot mark. Kicks it over to the right to Chroma. Accelerates, goes to the baseline. His cross-court pass into the edge. 5 on a shot clock. out on top with three. Driving into the lane, the shot is going to be up. It's an air ball, and it's going to be a shot clock violation. Clark passed the ball and passed the ball, and you've got right now Coach Klein over here, arms folded head. He is not particularly proud of how these guys are working right now. Benedictine is going to give Bryson LaRue his first rest of the game, and Jack Vanderwoody is going to come back in. By Gotha, just playing Vanderwoody, Corridori, Purdy on the court for Benedictine. His swing into the forecourt. They're going to double him up, try to trap him up here at the scorer's table, and he'll get it away to Gino. Beats across and looking for Purdy, and that was a good break. Chevalier got a hand on that for Park and tipped it away. Otherwise, that rim would still be shaking. 10 minutes and 40 to go in the first half. Benedictine with the basketball up a half dozen. Corridori takes the inbound. Comes out on top, Vanderwoody. In front of the park bench goes Gino. Kicks it back to Harrison. Kissling thought about the shot, doesn't. Jack doesn't think about it. He just shoots it, and he hits it for three. Jack Vanderwoody picking up his first points of the game in a 17-8 Benedictine. We're 10.5 to go in the half. The lob pass into the middle for Javalia. He'll start to drive in, runs out of space, kicks it over to Chroma, backing in on Purdy, and Drew will be called for a foul. Now, that is a young player foul. I mean, you got to know when to kind of recoil back and provide a little separation or when to stand in. And he did not get out of the way. Drew has foul number one. And the first of two free throws is good. Abubakar Chroma will hit the first free throw. And now the Ravens are going to get really tall. As Ezra goes out and back in for Benedictine, we're going to get Hagan. The second free throw, no. And an offensive rebound off the miss. So it's 17-9 at Benedictine. The shot from underneath is going to be deflected, and taking it down is going to be Drew Purdy. That was a nice defensive place. Running shot, Kissling three, too strong. Rebound underneath. BC will keep it alive. In the 10, Purdy goes three. That's an air ball a couple of feet short. And a rebound cleared away by Park. They'll race to the other end of the floor. The shot goes up. It's going to be lost out of bounds, and we're going to take a timeout. Taking a break in 46 to go. We're in the opening half of the men's game. Ravens 17, Park 9.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games, at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
With 9:46 to go in the opening half, Benedictine leading at 17-9 here in front of the home crowd. BC fans got to see the Lady Ravens with an impressive win in the first game. Been up by 8, and for the Ravens right now, it's pretty good shooting. BC is 8 of 20, but only 1 of 7 from outside. Park is 2 of 11. 1 of 3 from outside. So when it's all said and done, Park hitting 18% of its shots. Benedictine hitting 40% of theirs. But Ravens are going to have to do better from the outside before this game's over. Park is much too good a team to not be scoring from the perimeter. The free throw line, Park goes 4-6, but has not had a free throw yet in the game. And Pirates are going to be putting it away. We're back at it. David comes over to the right side. That's going to be Javalia. The kick to the right from Cross. The three-point shot is off the mark. Rebounding Daglin. Benedictine on the run. 9:20 to play in the first half. And Daglin standing all the way out in the center circle goes to Drew. Purdy's going to have it stripped out of his hands, and he will have been fouled. I think it is on Javalia. So, Najee Javalia, who pick up his first personal foul. And there it is, the first foul of the game by Park. The free throw up and in. Drew Purdy's on the board today. Now 17-18, and this free throw will not be good. 18-9, Benedictin. Clock rolling along. Just over 9 minutes left in the first half. Park will roll offense. They'll bring it to Kroma. Batted away from him by Harrison. It's on the floor. And do we get a jump? It is going to be a jump ball possession to the Ravens. Park will bring Tristan McRoberts back into the game. They're also going to bring Josiah Barnes back in. 9 minutes to go in the opening half. Benedictine has done a just absolutely textbook job of dictating the tempo. Kick over to the right side to Jack. The kick out on top. Shot clock at 11. Harrison backs away. Shot clock at 7. Vanderrudy, shot clock at 5. Jaglin, shot clock at 2. Puts it on its way. It's off the rim. Nope. Rebound is on the floor, and it'll be wrenched free and taken up by Park. They'll work it over to the left side, falling away. Left-hand shot is up, no good. Rebound tipped out, pulled down Vanderrudy. Here comes Benedictin. Declan Sullivan into the forecourt. Feed goes underneath. Drew Purdy's going to have it stripped out of his hands, and Benedictin will have it in at the baseline. 8:17 to go. BC's going to bring it in, and work it out to the top. Sullivan starts right, goes left, feeds in the middle. Oh! Hagen goes down. Hagen was going toward the rim. The pass was intended for him and had led him just a little bit. A defender was stepping up from the baseline to defend him, and the two collided. And a big collision. Ravens are going to take a moment, make three substitutions. Purdy comes out, Sullivan comes out, and also it's going to be Kissling coming out of the game for the Ravens. Ezra will come in. Jack will take the inbound, out on top to Preston, over to Bryson. And Hagen will stay in the game. Here's Jack, goes three. Yo, yeah. Jack, second three in the game. Benedictine goes up now 21-9 at the 7:50 mark of the first half. And again, Kimberly Park, 12 minutes of the game, has been held to 9 points. That is a phenomenal defensive number. Little swing pass goes left into the lane through a couple of guys, and falling down, Robinson's able to get the bucket in. So Jaden Robinson's first points, and now Park coming up with a steal on the other end, and as quickly as that, back-to-back scores. That two-point shot is up and good for Park by Sean Dale Ross. So Ross hits the bucket, and the Raven big lead is really melted in a hurry. A three for Preston. Going to be short. Rebounding it down. Here come the Pirates. To go. In the first half, Benedictine leads by 7, 21-13. Park works it right in front of the Raven bench. It's going to be Ross. Sean Dell kicks it over to Barnes. Now he's going to back it away. They're trying to open up that Raven bench. It's going to take some advantage of the sort of big guys they've got. They'll work it down, look away into the corner. They'll launch, and from there, going to hit a three by Javalia. Javali hits the three-point shot. Suddenly it's 21-16, and that 12-point lead by Benedictine now down to 5 now. Ezra Weigoff looks away, puts the pass away. It's going to be slapped. Javali comes. They are on a run. 7-0 run over the last minute 11. They've hit their last three shots, and they are right now a team that is red hot. Coach Klein would see them continue to press that advantage. Inside 6 to go now in the first half. All the way to the baseline, the falling away jump shot, that's way off. And a rebound is taken down on the flank. Hagen Ogendorf. Benedictine back up. 21-16, 5:42 to go in the first half. So a little back door for Hilgendorf, and it's going to go out of bounds off Benedictine. Preston Reynolds with the pass. He thought it was going to be good, and then goes over to the official, claiming that he had. The official said, "Sal, no." Hilgendorf out of the game, and back in is going to come Corey Dory. Ezra out of the game, and back in is going to come Deglin. Deglin Sullivan is in for him. Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Tharoot, Sullivan, Corridori. Here's the BC5. Here's a 17-footer. Oh, perfect. That was a pretty shot to the delight of their head coach, and Park knocks that one down. And it's going to be Tyler Burrows. BC down court with it. 5 minutes to go. First half, the driving shot, and the bucket is up and good. Bryson LaRue with four. 3 in Benedictine. 450 from the top for three is in. Putting in the three again for Park. It's going to be Gaji Gavanda. 4.5 to play in the half. Park kind of found its shot a little bit here. Here's Vanderwood. He just shoots, misses. Gino's going to have the ball taken away from him. Nice, about in. Here come the Park will accelerate over to the right side. It's going to be batted away by LaRue, but right back into the hands of Burrows. He'll dump it over to the left side. Javania into the wing, dribbling it to the top side. Barnes crosses over to the right, works inside, goes down the right side of the lane, puts a shot up and good off of St. Reynolds in the bucket by Josiah Barnes. He's got seven. It's 23-23. Having a lead, long gone. Park has done a 14-2. Run, and here's a Raven layup. It's going to be up and in. 25-23 BC. Three go. We're still waiting for that under five break. Over to the right side. It's getting moving fast. Here's Cross. Kicks it on top. Over to the left corner. Baseline three. Javale Jordan. John Cordori. Bryson LaRue's going to bring it up the floor for Benedictine. And these teams have exerted a lot of energy. Right side, Kisling feeds to Gino. Gino's not going to go up that strong. Purdy, maybe. Gino, probably not. Here's Jack. We'll go three. Oh, throws it down. Vanderwoody. His third three tonight. 28-23. And we're 3 minutes ago. Man, Parkett went on a 14-run. Yeah, 14-2 run. And now got the four here to jumper, good for two. 25. The bucket in by Barnes. You see, to Jack for three. No. And it's going to go out of bounds. Come on, with 2:38 to go now. Now we are. Here's your break. 2:38 to go in the half. Ravens 28, Pirates 25.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
A lot of people here this evening. Good to see it. Benedictine playing well. Coming up. Excellent. Game Monday night. Big road win at Grandview. playing well tonight. They're up three with 2 minutes and 38 seconds to go in the first half. For Benedictine, the shooting numbers still not quite where coach would like them, but they're getting better. They're now 12 of 28 at 42% clip. They've held Park to 39, so on 9 of 23. Ravens, bottom line is, they're getting a lot of shots. Here we come. Pirates will feed it to Javalia at the top of the key. Goes right, long two, up and good. Did not take long for Park to get the ball in, bring it down, put up the shot, get it back to within one. It's 28-27 Benedictine. And Barnes-Moore, he's been phenomenal coming off the bench. LaRue will drive in, go for 12, miss the shot. Rebounding again is going to be Javalia. Here comes Park. Trying to get only by one with 2 minutes to go in the half. The dish over to the right side. Skip pass off the block. Running shot up. Oh, good rebound. And that was a really slow whistle. The shot was done. The rebound was down. And they were starting up the floor. And now it's going to be called on Gino on the shot. Everybody's coming back. They're already on the other end of the floor. And they're coming back to the free throw line. So Gino Corridori with the foul. His first. And the free throw. No. At the line, Jaden Robinson for the Pirates. Jaden, the 6'5 senior out of New Orleans. This one rolls out no good either. And Ravens will come down with a rebound. Here's Preston, coast to coast, drives and shoots and gets fouled and doesn't get the shot to finish. So he's going to be cut to the free throw line with a minute 54 to go in the opening half. That is going to be the first foul of the game for Jaden Robinson. Free throw? Yes. Preston Reynolds is on the board. It'll be his first point of the game. And Benedictine increases their edge to two and now to three. Preston hitting both halves. It is 30-27. And we've got a minute 50 to go in a low-scoring first half, and that could not be better for Benedictine. Low-scoring is good for them. Park all the way around to the left side, where the three drained. Wow. Their net just snapped on the three-point shot by Tyler Burrows. And we're tied again at 30. 1:27 to go. First half of play here in Atchison, Kansas. Men's college basketball here on Care Radio. This feed on the side. Way down low. Oh, a nice little first step. Now to feed underneath to Gino. He'll twist and turn and bounce it off the side of his foot. And they're going to call it. Call the ball back to Benedictine. And that's got Coach Klein really steamed. Tell you what, he is a really good coach. I mean, a nice guy, good coach. He's passionate. Most coaches are. 107 to go, but four on the shot clock. Ravens are going to have to get this shot away in a big hurry. They'll go out on top, and they're not going to get a shot off. They had no idea. Declan Sullivan was completely unaware of the shot clock situation. And with 63 seconds left in the opening half and a tie game, here comes Park. Pass will walk it up, swing it over to the left side. It would be huge for Benedictine to have a halftime lead. And Park, well, they've been down by as many as 12. If they could come back from 12 down and take a lead, they would feel like a lot of momentum on their side. The kick to the left, back it away. The three wide. Rebound, Jack. 35 seconds left. Opening half, Benedictine. Into the fourth quarter, here's Deglin. BC going to take a timeout. Coach Moody going to talk to him. He wants to lead at halftime also. Taking a break, Joseph. 32 seconds to go in the opening half. It's Benedictine. Park tied up at 30.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
the bench for Park for this last 32 seconds of the half. It's going to be Cromer, Robinson, Burroughs, Barnes, and Javalia. Warren Benedictine. You've got Vanderwoody and LaRue, Corridori, Sullivan, and putting them all in play for the Ravens. It's going to be Preston Reynolds. It'll come in, and Ravens are going to hold it way up on top. Coach Moody says, you know what? We're going to slow this thing down. We're going to limit the Park possessions. That's what they've done all half. Around to the left side, shot clock's at 7. Shot clock's at 4. The 15-footer rolls out, won't go. Rebound, Park's going to lose it out of bounds, and Benedictine will have it in right next to the band. With 7 seconds, that's a huge break for the Ravens. Another opportunity to take a lead in at halftime. This time it'll be Reynolds to inbound. He's over there right in front of that, the tall saxophone. Out on top, LaRue. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Feeds across the shot at the buzzer. Not close. Halftime in the Nolan. We'll be back to Sunrise as the team leave the floor. It's the Benedictine Ravens 30, the Park Pirates 30.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better. Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The Ravens dance team out of the floor here entertaining this really nice crowd at halftime in a Benedictine men's game. Teams are in the locker room. It's all tied up at 30, and the scoring, well, is shaking out kind of like this. First of all, for Park. Wow, it was a really nice half for Barnes. He was rather outstanding. At 11 points, Josiah Barnes, 11, 7 in the first half for Tyler Burrow. It was 6 for Javalier on a couple of three-point shots. Following him then, I'm just looking up and down the old score sheet, 2 points for Jaden Robinson, 2 for Shondale Ross, and it was Chroma and Bradford, each with 1 for Park. For Benedictine, it was a no one with a double-digit first half. Jack Vanderwoody, 3 of 6, 3-point shooting, has 9. 8 of the first half for Hagen Hilgendorf. He went 4 of 5, had a nice first half. 4 apiece then for the Ravens, Bryson LaRue and Declan Sullivan. 2 in the first half for Gino Corridori and Preston Reynolds, and knocking in a first half point was Drew Purdy. Some rebounds. Benedictine with a 20-18 lead over Park. Personal fouls, really no issue. I mean, they hardly called any fouls in the first half. I'm just looking to see, Park with 3 fouls, 1 each on 3 players. Benedictine, 2 fouls on Preston Reynolds, 1 on Corridori, 1 on Purdy. So, not really deep foul trouble for anyone. It's just been a really entertaining and interesting first half of play in which Benedictine did what I suspect from the way they played had to have been the game plan up to this juncture, and that is slow the game down, make Park play your kind of game. Do not get in a track meet. Do not run up and down with these guys. They are much too good for that. Ravens are going to slow it down and play that half-court game, and it's worked for them. Second half is going to be interesting, very exciting, and we're looking forward to sharing it with you. But right now it's halftime here in the Nolan. We'll be back with a second half line. But right now, intermission score, Benedictine 30, Park 30. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. It's halftime.
Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Hi, this is Dr. Terry Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Good evening. I'd like to thank Taco John's for sponsoring this halftime. With its fusion of distinctive flavors and south of the border spices, Taco John's is an Atchison located at 216 South 10th Street in Atchison, Kansas, is all about bigger, bolder, better. Choose from classic items like the meat and potato burritos, stuffed grilled tacos, potato olés, and the bold and crave-worthy fried chicken taco. Stop in for our signature specials like Taco Tuesday and the Everyday Value Meals starting at $2, $3, and $4 on the go. You can place a mobile order with the Taco John's app and join the Bigger Boulder Rewards to earn free food today. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll of course have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Katz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Friday night, join us for Mar Hill Mound Academy at Oskaloosa Basketball with the girls' game starting right around 6 p.m. The men or boys should take to the court sometime around 7:30, 7:45 or so. Saturday, join us for Benedictine Ravens basketball as they play Culver Stockton. 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the Heart of America Athletic Council and the scores as I have them.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hundley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hundley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hundley Liquor.
taking a look at some of the scores in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. We've got the finals for the women's games. It was Baker over Central Methodist, 73-63. Mid-American Nazarene beat Missouri Valley, 76-67. In the Grandview Peru State game, it was Grandview by 90 with Peru, I'm sorry, Grandview by, I'm sorry, 29 with a final score of Grandview 90, Peru State 61. In men's basketball, we have in the Missouri Valley Mid-American Nazarene game with 14 minutes and 37 seconds left in the second. Where they have Mid-American Nazarene at 38, Missouri Valley 28. At the half, it is Park and Benedictine 30-30. Central Methodist is trailing Baker, with Baker sitting at 52 points, Central Methodist 22 at the half. And with 16 minutes and 47 seconds left to go in the second, it is Grandview leading Peru State 37-30. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows around 28 with fog and spots tonight. Under overcast skies, southwest winds at around 5 miles an hour. High of 45 tomorrow. Clear skies develop with fog and spots early. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows around 26. Temperatures a bit above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 40s to the mid 40s. Slight chance for scattered rain showers Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Again, thank you for joining us to this halftime show sponsored by Taco John's of Atchison. Bigger, better, bolder. Taco John's is located at 216 South 10th Street here in Atchison, Kansas, right next to the old Santa Fe Freight Depot. Taking a look outside at the Care Country Studios, we're sitting at 32 degrees with cloudy conditions. The winds are out of the south at 2 miles per hour, giving us a feels-like temperature of 32 degrees. The relative humidity is 94%, the dew point 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and barometric pressure holding steady at 29.89 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside in just a couple of moments.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Ready to go to the second half here in the Ralph Miller Gymnasium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. men's college basketball, Benedictine and Park in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and we're tied at 30. Welcome back, everyone. Many thanks to Joseph, our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studios, for handling all those duties at halftime, taking care of us all. Joseph, appreciate you, sir. Thank you. Each team has come out of the courts and getting through a little warm-up work. We're about ready to go to the second half. And for the Ravens, they have been able to keep a typically pretty high-flying Park team really locked down. 30 points at halftime. That is absolutely outstanding for the Ravens. A low-scoring game, I'm sure it's what Coach Moody has in mind here today. Looking around the conference tonight, lots of games going on. You've got Central Methodist at Baker, Missouri Valley at Mid-America. You've got Peru State at Grandview, Graceland at Mount Mercy. The game in Canton, Clark at Culver Stockton, has been postponed due to the weather. And William Penn, well, they're taking the night off tonight. And I could have done this a minute ago. I didn't. I'm going to see if we can update the scores. Any other games going on around the conference right now? So we're set to go to the second half here. With about 7 minutes to go into the ball game, or in the first half, or in the second quarter? No. And this can't be right. Second, it's got to be halftime scores. Okay. With 6 minutes to go in the half, Mid-America leads Missouri Valley. They're playing at second, so those are second quarters. That's what we're doing, I guess, what they're calling it. So, with 7 minutes to go in the half, and the Ravens game is really early, so that's going to change this. Mid-America leads Missouri Valley 38-28. You've got Baker early in the second half. They are over double on Central Methodist, 58-24. That one's no contest down at the Collins Center in Grandview, taking out their frustrations on Peru State. With 13 minutes to go in the game, they lead it 41-32. Here we go. To the second half, it'll be Park basketball coming in at midcourt in front of our side, and we are back underway. 30-30. Benedictine and Park, welcome back. Tom Calcutti here, courtside, and Peru is good. Peru. Thinking about that Peru game. Park is going to have its original five out there with Chroma, Robinson, Barnes, McRobertson, Bradford. For Benedictine, it will be their original five. The ball is going to be knocked away, and Ravens are going to steal it. Got Preston Reynolds and Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Hagen Hilgendorf, and Declan Sullivan out there for the Ravens. A feed to the right side, and then layup up and good by Hagen Hilgendorf. And I don't know, I would do anything if Hagen would just throw one of those down for me one time, but no one was near him, and he just goes up and kind of kicks it off the backboard. Benedictine up, and now a steal by Hilgendorf. Ravens taking it the other way. Hagen in double figure scoring with 10. And it's 32-30 BC. A minute gone in the second half. Declan Sullivan with the ball. Dumps it over to the right side. Bryson LaRue trying a little head fake Robinson. Now he's just going to step back, put up the three, and get it to bounce in. That one hit the front of the rim. And typically that means it's going to kick out and away. But it went up and fell down through. So the three-point shot for Bryson is 7th point of the game. Benedictine goes up 35-30. Minute and a half gone in the second half. Park outside. It's going to be Robinson. Kicks it over to Barnes. Barnes back over to the right side. But Roberts thinks about it. Does it. Barnes thinks about it. Does it. He'll knock it down. Hosiah Barnes for three. His 14th points of the game, 35-33. Benedictine. We are 2 minutes into the second half. Vanderwoody. Now they'll feed down low to Declan. Sullivan comes out on top. Hagen Hilgendorf back over to Jack. Back to Hagen. Shot clock at 11. Feed left. Here's a shot for Preston. That thing is way short. And Benedictine going to give it up. Here comes Park back down the floor. An opportunity to tie it with two, take a lead with three. And there's a three off the window. It was so bad. It was so wide right. Coming up the floor with a huge grin. Jaden Robinson, it was good. Ravens trail by one. 36-35. Here's LaRue for three. No, Rebound Deglin. Back to Bryson. Rude double team, trapped in the corner. It's going to be knocked out of his hands and out of bounds. It will be Raven basketball. I'm giving complete props and great effort down there by Josiah Barnes out of Long Island, New York. So when I get here, the park bus is unloading. It's Josiah. He's got his phone camera out. He's taking pictures all around. I mean, from Long Island, I've probably never seen this many trees in this much open space. I don't know. But he was snapshotting the whole campus. Here's a baseline shot. Hilgendorf gets a three. Hagen. He's having a great game. That's 13 for the big guy. And it's 38-36 Benedictine. 16:45 to go. Now the shot from beneath the goal. Up and good by Christian Bradford. That is Bradford's first field goal of the game. He hit a free throw in the first half. And now he has 3 points. We're tied again now at 38. BC swings it left. Players have come to the scorer's table. We haven't had a substitution yet. 3.5 minutes into the second half. Out on top. Bryson. Little give and go. Goes to Hilgendorf. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. He saves it. Puts a shot up on the buzzer. It's off the mark. And they're going to say he stepped on the sideline. So substitutions will come in for Park, but not for Benedictine. Coming into the game, we're going to get Tyler Burrows, and we're going to get Gaji Javalia. 16 minutes left in the game. 38-38. Pirates work around the left side. Benedictine's going to stay on player defense. Now just pulling up, taking a long shot. No. Rebound slapped out, and somehow going to be able to recover it. They'll keep it alive, drive it underneath, and the layup is up and missed. And we're going to get a foul called on Preston Reynolds. Reynolds is very frustrated with having had that foul called on him. It'll be his first foul of the ball game. It'll be the first foul of the second half by either team, and we're over 4 minutes in. 15:47 to play. Coming to the free throw line for Park is going to be Chroma. He is a 68% free throw shooter. That one, no. He gets a lot of them. Matter of fact, he's got way more free throws than anybody else on the team. 92 of 134 free throws coming into the game tonight. But he'll miss the first one. One more shot coming up, and he'll hit the second. He has only 2 points tonight. Comes into the game averaging 14. He is 2 of 4 at the free throw line. Only 2 points on a couple of free throws, but he has put Park in front 39-38. Ravens with the ball. They've got Drew Purdy in the lineup. Here's LaRue knocking it down. Top of the key for the long two. Bryson LaRue, 9 points. Ravens go back up by one, 40-39. 15-footer. Good on the other end. This is extremely reminiscent of the Grandview game where those two teams, and Josh Pound kind of verified it that night, 19 lead exchanges in that game. And right now we got these two teams with a one-point differential going back and forth. Now here's a turnaround shot. Hagen for two, and the Ravens go back in front. It is 42-41. And now it is 43-42. The minute you look away, Barnes is going to hit a jumper. 14 and a half to go. We're due a timeout. Pirates up by one. 43-41. Back out on top. The three. Got it! Jack Vanderwoody! His 12th point of the game, and it's 45-43, Benedictine. From the other end, the three. No, and it's over the backboard, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break at 14:15 to go in the game. It's the Benedictine Ravens 45, Park University 43.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons.
And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
The Lady Pirates team has stayed here as they are cheering on the men's club and enjoying a slice or two of pizza, looks like, at the same time. We want to welcome you here to K Radio this evening, KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. I don't have a spot of the hour, but I can do that anytime just because I want to. Benedictson is retaking the lead. They're up 45-43 in this closely contested ballgame. But still a long way to go, 14-15 to play. Statistics at this timeout find that Park hitting 48% of their shots, Benedictine hitting 46. Park is hitting 6 of 13 from outside, Benedictine is 6 of 17 from outside. Pirates 5 of 10 at the free throw line, Ravens are 3 of 4, 5 of 10. One of the things that Coach Klein is going to be very frustrated about when this game is over with. Out of the court, Benedictine is going to have Ezra Vigoffa, Jack Vanderwoody, Bryson LaRue, Gino Corridori, and Drew Purdy. Park, they got Bradford, the Javalia out there, Barnes and Burroughs, and Chroma. And the pass intended for Gino is going to be deflected, batted away. Here they come. Chroma brings it down, and the Ravens are going to steal it. Nice job by Ezra. By Gompa over to Kisling. Harrison kicks it right. Drew for the long three. He's the guy to hit it. Drew Purdy. That is his first field goal of the game. He had a free throw earlier. He's got four. And Benedictine back up five. It is 48-43 Ravens. 13 and a half to play. The feed, the shot is round and round and in. And I hear a whistle. So is there a foul prior to? After another count in the bucket and a foul on Drew coming in late. So for Drew Purdy, the foul is his first, but he hits a three on one end and maybe giving up three on the other end of the court as a shot goes in by Javalier and that Drew fouls him. So we will see if Kaji hits the free throw, and he does. Kaji Javalier has 9. And it is 48-46 Benedictine. 13-13 to play. Ravens over right side. Ezra, he's way out on the far side. Lobs it down to Gino. Comes out on top to Harrison. Kisling, kind of off balance. And then the tip back in by Drew Purdy. I just see flashes from Drew. He hit that big 3 minutes ago. Then he comes in there and makes a very athletic play. Off balance. It was an awkward-looking play, and he made it look smooth. And then you make a freshman mistake and pick up a foul like you do a moment ago. So it is a learning process. Even though we are, 22-23 now games into the year. The feed left side. Two Park players get a little confused. They both go for the ball, and now it's on the floor, and the air ball is going to go up at one on the shot clock, and Coach Klein down here just steamed again at his team. He is just hopping on the floor, and he will make a substitution. Coming into the lineup for Park, we're going to get Jaden Robinson back in. Also, we're going to have, we get Shondell Ross out there. Shondell out of Kansas City, 6'2" junior. Had a nice bit of PG in the first half. Ravens will bring the ball up the court, leading it by 4. Gino goes underneath for Jack. It's going to be stripped out of his hands. Here come the Pirates on the run. Dish pass, right side. Lost by Kaji. It'll come back out on top. They'll work it around the horn. Driving down the right side of the lane, bringing it back out on top is going to be Ross. A fadeaway shot up, no good. Rebounding it down, Corridori. Ravens are going to run. I'm sure Coach wants them to slow this down and get a little more deliberate. Corridori kicks it back. Kisling goes in. Figueroa rejected and a foul above the rim. And a look of amazement written across the face of Jaden Robinson. he's like, can't believe you just called that foul on me. Coach Klein says, can't believe you just called that foul on him. And the Ravens come into the free throw line saying, we'll take these two shots. The first one by Kissling is in. So Harrison Kissling. I just look at my book here and realize that is his first point tonight. I'm so used to him scoring that I'm a little surprised that with 12 minutes to go in the game, now his second point. And he'll put the Ravens back in front 50-52 now to 46. Park will bring it into the forecourt. I tell you what I do like. I like the way Shondell Ross plays. I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like a basketball player wearing six. I'll just never get over that. Here's a runner from the other side. No good. Rebound to get on. It's going to be Bryson on the roof. We'll race into the forecourt. He's 1-on-3 and will be collided with, and we're going to have a Park foul. So Park will pick up the personal foul. It is going to be on. No, not 15. That is a 6. When you have five fingers on one hand and one on the other. See, part of that is the reason. There is exactly the reason. I'm never going to get used to that. Shondell Ross, foul number one. Benedictine will bring it in. Drew Purdy with the big leaping jump shot. Purdy, another nice move. Has 7 points in the second half and 8 in the game. 11 minutes to play. It's 54-46. Park will take it right out in front of their bench. Work it into the lane. Finger rolls up and in. And it's going to be, again, a plus one. And again, coming across a little bit late, making a freshman mistake. It's going to be foul number two by Drew Purdy. Coming to the line for the Pirates, Tyler Burrows. He's 2 of 2 at the free throw line tonight. Burrows is a 60.9% free throw shooter. He's having a pretty good game tonight. 9 points with that 2 and a plus 1. Only averages 3 a game. He'll have his 10th right there. 54-49. 10:50 to play in the game. Benedictine is still in a good place. Deglin Sullivan has returned to the floor. Gets it over to Kissling, back to Deglin, over to the left side, Bryson. Now Bryson's pass batted away unintentionally. Skip pass over to the right side, and the driving lane is going to be up and in for the Pirates. A quick transition, and Tyler Burrow with 2 more. And again, BC needs to slow it down. Coach Moody on his feet, making the offensive play indication. And we're very close to a media break. 10:15 to go. The ball's going to be knocked out of hands, and it's going to be off Deglin Sullivan, and Benedictine will turn it over. So with 10:13 to go in the game, 54-51. The Ravens leading it only by 3. Here comes Park. He'll walk it up. Burrows. We'll slide it over to Barnes. Back it'll come to Chroma. And he will lose the handle on it as he goes up for the shot. And I suspect there was a foul involved in that. It's going to be another one on Preston. Reynolds picking up his second foul of the evening with 10:05 to go in the game. And back to the free throw line will come Chroma. At 24 minutes, he only has 2 points. 0-2 from the floor. 0-1 from 3. His 2 points are at the free throw line, and he'll hit that one. So Chroma with his 3rd point. Benedictine is going to bring LP3 in for the first time tonight. Larry Parker III out of Kansas City. Into the game. One more shot coming up. It is way short and taken down off the floor by Kissling. So poor Chroma. Not one of his bigger offensive nights. Benedictine doing a nice job preventing him from getting into the game. And BC holds on to that 2-point lead. We're now inside 10 minutes to go. Here's Deglin Sullivan. Picked up on top. Nearly has it batted away. Able to recover. Kicks it over to the far side. Back in the middle it goes to Parker. Out on top it comes. And The layup is going to be missed by Deglin Sullivan. That was just kind of wild and not good looking at all. The feed on the other end is going to be stripped away. Harrison gets it out. Bryson on the floor. Up. Missed the layup because he got pushed. Closed the gap quickly. Coming up from behind to provide the defensive end play was going to be Burroughs. And he was not going to allow the uncontested layup. Decided to commit the foul instead. And when we return from the timeout, the Ravens are going to be at the free throw line. Time out of the court, 9:25 to go in the night's game. Benedictine 54, Park 52.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Back with you here in the Nolan Gymnasium with 9 minutes and 25 seconds to go in tonight's guys' game. The Benedictine ladies swing in game one. The BC guys with a lead. They've held the lead for the majority of the game. They were able to push it earlier up to 12. Here in the second half, they've been able to get up by as many as 8, but Park has never let them really stretch it out and kind of close the door on things. They continue to battle back. They continue to hang tight. Right now, Benedictine has Preston Reynolds out of the game, having suffered his fourth personal foul. The team has 8 fouls on the night. Preston has 4 of those. 3 of them on Drew Purdy, and the only other Raven to foul, Gene Corridori with 1. Coming to the free throw line, Bryson LaRue. Gets really quiet as he puts that shot up and in. Nicely done for Bryson. He had 4 in the first half. He's got 6 already here in the second, so LaRue right back into his normal routine of a double-figure scoring game. He will hit both of those free throws, and the Ravens extend their lead now to 56-52. 9:20 to go. Down to the baseline, the look-away pass, and the easy layup is going to be off the fingertips of Jaden Robinson. 56-54. And again, Deglin Sullivan will walk it up the floor for BC. First time these two teams met, Ravens won it down in Parkville, 62-53, way back before Christmas on December the 4th. Deglin goes right side, and Bryson, the reverse layup is good, and there's no foul. But he's up and in. Jumps to his feet, he's okay. Lovely play by Bryson. 8.5 to go in the ball game. Benedictine up 4. So it's a 2-possession Raven lead. Park will swing it right. They'll work it from side to side above the arc. Go to the left side. And from 12, the shot won't go down. Rebound away to Hagen Hilgendorf. 8:15 to play. We're about to move into that part of the game that I talk about so frequently where each time you look at the clock, there's a minute or more. It seems like it's gotten away somehow. And we're coming to that part now. Benedictine would be very happy to see time elapse and that thing just click along incessantly. Here's Larry. Parker goes to right side. Head fakes, goes up, and they're going to call him for a travel. So Larry Parker, who had made a move trying to loosen up his defender, instead is going to turn it over for Benedictine. And Park, trading it by 4, back up court. 7:50 to go. Ravens by 4. BC, look at that zone defense. And here's a baseline shot from the left side. It'll be good for Jaden Robinson. 58-56 at 7.5 to go. Underneath it goes, and the shot is going to be blocked. They're going to say there's no foul here. And LaRue had 3 defenders in the air at the same moment. Back right side, Chevalier. History doesn't happen. And a rebound is going to be slapped out, and we're going to have a foul on Park. It is going to be on Abubakar Chroma. Abubakar Chroma picked up his first foul. 7:11 to go in the game. Benedictine across the timeline. Ezra standing in front of Coach Moody. He'll telegraph that play in. Found Rudy setting a screen. Ezra goes all the way to the baseline, keeps the dribble alive, works it out to the wing, brings it out on top. Up to the high post comes Hagen. BC back to the right, 9 on the shot clock. Ezra works to the corner. Park staying with their player defense. Ezra into the lane, in some trouble, falls away, shoots, doesn't get it, rebound. Cleared down by Park. Chroma into the forecourt, 6.5 to go. Chroma behind him. The three from the left side. Drains it. Three-point shot by Josiah Barnes. He is having some fantastic game, and for the first time in a long time, Park's in front. Ravens down one at 59-58 and 6:20 to play. Larry Parker the third kicks it out. The three for Jack. No. And a rebound. Chroma. Back down court with it. He will come. Goes left. Goes up. Off the window. Gets two. Chroma for a pair. And suddenly, Benedictine finds themselves down by three. And we will have a timeout. Timeout of the court with 5:57 to go in the ball game. This one is going to be an interesting finish. It is Park 61, Benedictine 58.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Seven to go in the ball game. 61-58. Park has come from behind. Ravens have led for the bulk of the afternoon, but right now Park on a 7-0 run under the last minute 39. They have hit 6 of the last 8 shots, and the Ravens haven't scored in 3 minutes. That is a recipe for losing a lead, and that's what the Ravens have done. To see who's coming out on the floor for both of these clubs. Thank you. The Park shooting percentage has continued to just skyrocket. And right now, out on the floor, I'm always entertained by watching Coach Klein as he's working these officials out here, and he is giving them a hard time. The Park shooting percentage, I started to mention that, it's up now to over a half, 51.1%, 23 of 45. The Ravens are shooting well, 46%, 22 of 48. Three-point shots, each team has hit 7. So, yeah, you can see why it's a one-possession game. Now we're going to get a foul called. It is going to be on Kaji for Park. It'll be his second, and it will be the Pirates' fifth second-half foul. Jack Vanderwoody looking to bring it in. It's Harrison Kissling out on top of Igatha. Gino Corridori's out there. Also Drew Purdy. Drew will have it. Back over to goes to Gino. Looks underneath. Backs in. Twists, turns, drops a shoulder. Puts it off the glass again. Corridori. That was a big shot for Gino. Only his fourth point of the ball game, and he'll make it a one-point contest, 61-60. 5:20 to go. A little behind the head pass. And Park, they play a wide-open style of basketball. Speaking of wide-open, they're trying to open up the floor. They're spreading it out, and we're going to get a blocking foul on Ezra. as the ball started to drive beyond Ezra, who was in the hand of Tyler Burrow, they're going to call him for kind of bumping him a little bit, and it'll be park basketball. They'll bring it in right between the park bench and the scorer's table with 5 minutes to play. 61-60 Park. What a great finish this is going to be. They'll lob it to the right side. Kaji will feed underneath, and the two-handed stuff is missed. And Park fails to convert on the shot. They're going to call a late foul on Benedictine. It is going to be on Corridori. And that will bring us the under five break. Timeout on the floor. I can't stick around. It's going to be a good finish. 4:53 to play in the game. Park 61, Benedictine 60.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison. On the air at 93.7 FM. Online at msconews.net. Click the Listen Live tab to connect with our entire family of radio stations.
Pirates are going to be the first team out of the court. They are in their traditional maroon and gold road uniform tonight. Benedictine, of course, in the home whites with black and red and the script Ravens across the numbers on the front side of the jersey. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Cal Smith, of course, tied at 4:53 to play in a ball game. And the visitors from Park University in Parkville, Missouri, they're in front of Benedictine by a slim 61-60 measure. Again, the first meeting between these two teams back in early December saw Benedictine come away with a road win. Park will return that favor here tonight. And right now, they're going to be stepping to the free throw line. A couple of shots coming up for Jaden Robinson. He's 0 for 2 at the free throw line, and he's 0 for 3 because that one was not even close. Jaden Robinson, a 59% free throw shooter. Yet he scores well. Second free throw fails wide right. Rebound Corridori. Here comes Benedictine. Ravens are going to walk it up, and Ezra Vigafa out of New Zealand. Here are two assists in to play for the Ravens. He will bring it up the floor. Ezra, not a real big guy, 6'1" senior from Wellington. Out on top with it, a little look-away pass from Bryson. Kicks it over to Jack. He'll start into the lane, falling away. Off balance and still knocks it down. The falling away shot is going to be up and good. And Jack Vanderwoody with 14 points. And the Ravens are back in front. It is 62-61 with 4:10 left. Running a little motion from the top side. And Corridori, for some reason, decides to flash out to the top. Almost to midcourt. Makes some contact. Draws the foul. And for Gino, it'll be his third foul. For Benedictine, though, bigger than that, it is the seventh team foul. And that's it. Park is going to be coming to the free throw line for the rest of the ballgame. And Tyler Burrow stepping up there for the 1-1. He's 3 of 3 tonight, and that one going right in. So not only do the Ravens send Park to the free throw line, but they send an extremely, extremely good free throw shooter in Burrow. And the second one is going to be up, and it is not going to go in. Ravens come up with the basketball. We are tied at 62 with 4 minutes to play. Three-point baseline shot. Jack Vanderwoody, good. Jack buries it. That is his fifth three tonight. He's got 17. Ravens go up 65-62. Skip pass over to the right. Back and in is going to be Chroma. Changes directions. Kisses it off the window and gets it. Chroma for two. 65-64, Benedictine. 3.5 to go. This game's going to get to the end very quickly. Ezra out on top. Pushed hard by Burrows. Ravens go left side. Bryson to Gino. Corridori back to LaRue. Steps inside. Great defense being played out there by Javalia. Shot clock down to 8. Preston Reynolds is back in. Here's Jack. It's three. That's another down. What a dunk. Jack Anderudy. His sixth three-pointer of the game. 3 minutes to go. 68-64 Benedictine. Chroma says, everybody get out of the way. I'm handling this business myself. And he puts it up and misses. And on the rebound, we have a foul. It is on the floor. It is on Gino. No, not going to be on Gino. It's going to be on Bryson. From Corridori's physical reaction, just like emotional, I thought maybe it was going to be on him. But it is not. It's going to be on Bryson LaRue. And back to the free throw line will come the Pirates. The first one, knocking her down, is Jaden Robinson. That's a big one. Jaden had missed his first four free throws tonight. Preston Reynolds is going to come out of the ballgame with his four fouls. It's an offense-defense switch right here. Second free throw, not even close. And a rebound, Vanderudy. Here comes Benedictine leading up 68-65. 2:40 to play in tonight's Benedictine game. BC Guys are going to get toward the end of the season and move into February on a little bit of a run. Here's Hilgendorf, comes out on top. LaRue from 17. Oh, yes, Bryson for two. Bryson LaRue having a huge second half, 70-65. Now driving in the Chroma shot, batted in another Benedictine foul. With 2:14 to play, the foul is going to be on Hagen. You got Hilgendorf and Corridori out there. I've always liked when you have the two bigs. And a free throw's no good. If Park doesn't win, Coach Klein is going to look at these free throws tonight and go, my goodness. Second free throw. Rose missed it. Rebounding it down. Ravens. Jack Vanderudy coming up with the board. And Benedictine back up court with it. Here's Ezra. 2 minutes to play. Benedictine with a basketball, leading it by five. Vigoffa backs away, and the Ravens are just going to run his clock. They go to the four corners. Ezra on one corner. Bryson on another corner. Gino on another corner. Jack on the other corner. Here's a running shot off the window. It's good! Ezra Vigoffa picked a great time to collect his first points of the game. It's 72-65 with a minute 40 left. Hook pass underneath. Reverse layup. Good. Jaden Robinson for two. We're taking a park timeout. 1:34 to go in the game here in the Nolan Gymnasium. The Benedictine Ravens 72, Park 67.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Ravens at home, leading by five with a minute 34 to play in the ballgame. We were referring a moment ago to the Park free throw shooting. They're hitting 45%. They are 10 of 22 at the free throw line tonight. Conversely, Benedictine, not near as many opportunities, are 7 of 8. Here we go. Ravens will be putting the ball in play in the backcourt. Looking to protect this five-point lead. Jack Vanderwoody gets it to Ezra, and he will come into the forecourt. Vigoffa way up top side, getting bumped, getting pushed, getting worked out here by Burroughs. He'll take it to the left side. Back it comes to Jack, out on top. Going to be Hagen, back to Vanderudy. Shot clock at 10. Left side is Bryson with 7. Bryson at the top with 4. The kick to the corner. Hagen has to put it up, and it won't go in. Rebound, tipped again. Gino was not able to control it. Benedictine has the ball back on defense now. to drive the dish. It's going out of bounds. Park, they took their eye off it. Not looking at the ball. It gets away and goes out of bounds. And Gazi Javalia will turn it over. And Benedictine has it in play in the backcourt with 54 seconds to go, leading it by five. By Goffa to inbound from the left side. He'll bring it in. Gets it to Vandermoody. Back to Ezra. Ezra across the timeline. They're trying to trap him up on top. He'll kick it to the right side. Hagen mishandles the basketball. Benedictine is going to turn it over. The feed to the right side. The side. Rejected by Vigalpa. The smallest guy on the floor with the biggest leap. He rejects the ball. Throws it into the pit down to the baseline. And the shot clock is at 26. The game clock. 38 seconds left. Ravens on defense, leading by five. Now Benedictine is going to bring both big guys back in. It'll be Corridori and Hilgendorf, both in the game. Inbound it comes, the baseline three, far short. Rebounding it down, it's going to be LaRue. Ravens are going to try to slow this thing down. With it in the backcourt, it'll come to Sullivan. Deglin up the floor, they're trying to foul him. Deglin down Broadway. Ravens are going to kick it back out on top. Going to burn a little bit more time. Coach says to foul somebody. Finally, they reach out, and Declan Sullivan is going to come to the line. Coach Jason Klein is out on the floor imploring his team, you got to foul somebody. And that is only going to be team foul five. So Benedictine is not even going to be forced to go to the 1-1. They will be putting the ball in play. Coach Moody going to take a timeout. He's going to clear up with the guys exactly how he wants them to run. This last 18 seconds of the game. That's right. We got a timeout on the floor with 18 seconds left. Benedictine 72, Mark 67.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Benedictine playing his fourth game. I thought it was 8 days, but in the post-game interview with head coach Jeff Folsom of the Lady Ravens, he said fourth game in 7 days for the Ravens. Right now, Benedictine is showing no ill effects. They had a big win Monday on the road. Both the men and women did up at Grandview. Lady Ravens winning in the first game here tonight, and the Benedictine men leading it by five with 19 and a half. They reset the clock. 19 and a half seconds ago. And again, you got Coach Klein out there yelling at his team. He's like, out of the timeout, they're still not where he wants them to be. It'll be Ezra Bank off at the inbound. They'll go probably deep into the backcourt. I would expect, no, they're going to go forecourt, and it's going to be off the hands of Hagen Hilgendorf, who gets fouled. And that is going to be team foul seven. That is going to put Benedictine on the free throw line. And it took essentially no time off the clock. Hilgendorf coming to the free throw line is a 71.4% free throw shooter. And that one is way short. Rebound off the missed front. Have it a 1-1. Pulled back down by Park. They'll race down the floor. Goes in. Goes up. Missed shot. Tipped up and good. And we're going to get a Park timeout. Taking another break. 10 seconds to go in the game. It's not over here in the Nolan. With 10 seconds left, it's Benedictine 72, Park 69.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel. Perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the Fifth Street Viaduct in Atchison.
With 11 seconds to go in the ball game, they're going to set it precisely at 11.3. Each team has one timeout remaining. Associate head coach John Peer comes up and kind of checks in with the official to make sure everybody's on the same page. Each team knows that they each have a timeout remaining should they feel the need to exercise one. The ball will be put in play from the backcourt. Park is going to have all five defenders in the backcourt, and you know they are pressing this ball. 11 seconds left. Ravens putting it in play, leading it 72-69. Both teams in the bonus. Ezra looks to bring it in, calls a timeout. Didn't get in like he wanted to, but the Ravens had one in their pocket. Coach Moody talking to the official, not talking to his team, and we're going to hang on to it right here, Joseph, with that 11.3 to go in the game. BC going to work on their inbound play just a little bit, and it's an opportunity for me to remind you of the upcoming Care Radio Sports Sketch. We got stuff. Matter of fact, as they say in the old days, we got things and stuff. Tomorrow night, right after the Brian Hagan Evening Report, it'll be Sports Look. Join Gus and me from the Care Radio broadcast studios. We're going to be bringing you updates on, you know, all of things. Local, high school, wrestling. We're going to talk a little bit about wrestling. Had the George Worley tournament last week up at AHS, and a lot of stuff going on there, and lots of high school basketball, and how these districts are shaping up, and how the conferences are shaping up. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about these Benedictine Raven men and women in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, and more. Sports Talk tomorrow night here on K Radio. Then Friday night, I'm going to go to Oskaloosa. It'll be MHMA and the Bears. And it's Saturday, Benedictine right back here. Here we go, though. Ramos putting it in play in the backcourt. Sullivan gets grabbed, and it took less than 1 second off the clock. Deglan Sullivan going to be coming to the free throw line. Now, his four teammates are circled up around head coach Ryan Moody. Deglan Sullivan coming to the line. Pretty good free throw shooter. He's just a good shooter in general. And now Park is going to take its last timeout. So we'll hang on to it, Joseph. Well, we're on a little bit of a roll. And again, with under 11 seconds to play, BC is going to bring Preston back into the game. So on Friday, we mentioned that we're going to have Benedictine. Or rather, Friday, we're going to have Bornholm Academy, Oskaloosa, Northeast Kansas League basketball. And then Saturday, right back up here in the Nolan, where the Ravens will be hosting Culver Stockton. It is going to be a 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys. And important to note, there are two home games remaining this Saturday and then two Saturdays from now. Only 5 games remaining in the entirety of the Benedictine regular season. And this Saturday is going to be special. It is Senior Day. And for the BC ladies, there are a whole lot of seniors. They're going to be honored, recognized. And so looking forward to Senior Day and being up here for the Ravens Saturday. 2 o'clock for the ladies, 4 o'clock for the guys. Tune it in right here on Cam Radio 93.7. Right now, though, with 10 seconds to go in the ball game, 10.6 to be precise, the Ravens, Deglan Sullivan, the freshman from South Bend, Indiana, will come to the free throw line. He is up there for the 1-1. His team leads by 3. The front half, no. Rebound, Park. Here they come. 8 seconds. Cross midcourt with 7. A collision. The ball's going to go out of bounds. Is there a foul? Yes. The blocking foul on Ezra. And back to the free throw line. And now in the double bonus, Park will be shooting 2. See, now this is something Gus has always said. When you're leading by 3, why don't you just commit a foul here? And the most they could do is score 2. I mean, now we're down to 6 seconds left. And at the free throw line, it's going to be Burrow, whose free throw is no good. Poor Tyler Burrows. He has been so good and now has missed back-to-back free throws. The Ravens are going to rotate Harrison Kissling out of the game, go to Gino Corridori. Another offense, defense, kind of a switch. 6 seconds left. Second free throw, no. Rebound, Park. They'll bring it on top 4. 3-point shot, it's in! Oh, my goodness! We get a three-point shot by Park, thrown in by Kaji Javalia. And now for Benedictine. As the game is tied, we will hold on to it here, Joseph. The Ravens are going to have to go length of the court. They're going to have 2.1 seconds. 2.1. And we are maybe looking at another overtime game. Wow. That was a huge shot. And that was not a, that was not the shot they wanted. That was not the shot that anybody's looking to take. It was long. It was about two steps above the ring over to the right elbow. And it was just kind of thrown up a little bit of balance. But I got to give it to Kaji Javalier out of the county of Georgia, out of Kutaisi, Georgia, 6'7" senior. He comes into this game averaging 6 points. He had six in the first half. He's got 6 more in the second half after that shot. Averages, he's got 12, and that was a big one, big hit. For the Ravens, what Park does not want to do is foul somebody. And they've set the clock to 2.9. So 2.9 is, it's a bit of time. A decently long inbound pass, get across midcourt. You can have a running shot at something here. Let's see what the Ravens have been able to put together. Had the old scratch pad out on the near side. Baseball pass, other end of the floor. It's going to be batted away. Jack Vanderbilt hits the buzzer, misses it. And we're going to overtime. The Ravens had the play they wanted. They don't get a foul called. And we're going to OT. Coach Moody is livid. We're going to get a timeout, taking a break. Going to overtime in Atchison. Ravens 72, Pirates 72.
It's happening again. The Chiefs are playing in the big football game. Stop by Hunley Liquor on your way to your watch party and pick up your favorite beverages. They have a large selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and high-quality spirits. Keep your party going strong with Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting. Depending on where you go, that deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
We're back looking at the, do my math, looking at the scoring as we go into the overtime period. For Park, man, got four guys in double figures scoring and pretty much nobody else. You've got Barnes with 21, Burroughs with 16, Chevalier with that huge three-point shot. He's got 12 and 11 for Robinson. After that, it drops to Chroma with 7, 3 for Bradford, 2 for Ross. For Benedictine, leading the Ravens, 20 points for Jack Vanderwood, who I thought was going to hit that driving layup with no time on the clock, and it did not go down, and they did not call him having been fouled. Jack Vanderwood with 20, 15 apiece. Bryson LaRue and Hagen Hilgendorf. From there, it'll drop to Drew Purdy's 8 points, 4 in the ball game for Gino Corridori and Deglin Sullivan, 2 tonight. Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Ezra Vigafa. Park went on a 7-0 run over the last minute 34 of the ball game. And we go to overtime tied at 72. Welcome back to the Ralph Nolan Gym. So glad to have you along here on Curious Steve. What a thrilling game. It has been tight. It's been back and forth. And now the officials huddled over the the picture box down there. They're not going to decide anything. They're going to look at it. They're going to not do anything. This is what's going to happen. Let's look at some of the numbers at the conclusion of regulation. Park is now hitting over half its shots, 50.9%. You know what Benedict is shooting? 50.9%. Let's see. Three-point shooting. Park is 8 of 18. Benedictine is 9 of 21. At the free throw line, this is where Park has not helped themselves. The Ravens are 7 of 10. That's almost good enough. You'd like to see three quarters. Park is 10 of 24 at the free throw line. They are hitting 41% from the stripe. And in the second half, it's even worse. 37%. They're 6 of 16 at the free throw line in the second half. Now, the officials are still looking, still working on it. Little sideways glance from Coach Klein. And let's see what's going to happen here. Apparently, I don't think anything. We are going to overtime. See, I feel like, you know, I'm some kind of savant and I can see into the future because those guys always look at the replay, the video. Never make any change. So we will be going to overtime, 72-72. And while they're doing that, let me shuffle a little paper here and we'll see what's going on around the conference tonight. In the heart, let's see, we are, again, we know here we're going to overtime. We know the Clark at Culver Stockton was canceled, or at least postponed, tonight. Half a minute to go. Oh, no, it's a few minutes to go. It's Mid-America up 10. You got Baker up 30-something in the second half, and Grandview leads Peru by 9. Oh, here we go. We're going to the overtime. Official coming into the center circle. Buckle up. Ravens are going to get the tip. Benedict in with the basketball. We are underway in OT. For the Ravens, Reynolds, Vanderwoody, LaRue, Sullivan, and Corridori. Top side is going to be Sullivan. Back over to Bryson LaRue on top. Jack three! Jack Vanderwoody! 75-72. 4.5 to go in OT. Jack's 23rd point. Park will work it on top. It'll be interesting to see if they try to answer the three. No, they're going to go into the lane where the short shot is going to be up and soft. Ravens are going to rebound it down, and here comes Declan Sullivan into the forecourt, and Coach Moody on his feet again saying, okay, guys, slow her down. Take a little time off the clock. And again, you've got Coach Klein working. Love watching him work. You can hear him in the background. That one voice you can hear right there, that's Coach Klein helping his team out. Ravens will take it on top, 11 on the shot clock. Bryson LaRue crosses over. Working against Gaji. Takes it over to the right side of Gino. Back it'll go to Bryce. In front of the baseline to three. No. Rebound tipped out. And Corridori will save it. Coach Moody says, okay, guys, back up. Let's take a little bit more time out. Where's the 3 minutes and 40 to go in the OT? Benedictine leading it by 3 with a basketball. Declan Sullivan's going to lose it, but pick it back up. 7 on the shot clock. Vanderwoody with 4. Vanderwoody with 3. Feeds underneath. The shot by Preston. No foul called. Preston nearly knocked to the floor. No foul. Here comes Park. Up the floor. Over to the right side. Driving into the lane. The shot going to be rejected by Gino. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Sullivan. Benedictine with numbers. It's 3-on-2. On the court one time. Bryson. Up and in for 2. LaRue. 17 for Bryson. And it's 77-72. Benedictine. 3:08 to go. Now we've got Coach Klein on his feet telling his guys, run that offense, spin it around. He realizes there's plenty of time. We're still 3 minutes to go in the OT. Back and in, hook pass right side. Gaji will take the shot, miss the shot. Offensive rebound rejected by Gino and laying on the floor. Throwing the ball at the bucket, Gaji Javalia. This is going to come over. We will have a foul. It'll be whistled on Dangle and Sullivan. So Declan Sullivan, foul number one. But coming to the line, it's going to be Chroma. Free throw's good. Now, you talk about guys who are kind of guilty of not hitting those free throws. Chroma is one of the culprits. He's 3 of 8 before that free throw at the free throw line tonight. 3 of 8. But he will hit the first one, cutting the Raven lead to 4. The second one is good, cuts the Raven lead to 3. Chroma has 10 points. 77-74. 2:40 left in OT. Sullivan brings it up the floor. Crosses the timeline, swings it left, dishes it over to Bryson. LaRue out on top, Preston. It's LaRue. 13 on the shot clock. Kicks it over. Hagen, he can hit that. There it is! Hilgendorf, the baseline three! What a shot for his 18th point of the game, and it's 80-74. 2:15 to play in OT. Park will try to back in. Changes directions. The swooping shot, no. Tip up, no. Rebound, Hilgendorf. And Preston is hurt. Preston has been beat up more in the last 4 games than maybe anybody I've seen in a while. Gets a cut under the eye. He gets the shiner. He got banged around up in Des Moines the other night. Had to stop. And now he's out here again. But you got to stay out there. Official just makes sure that he is okay. And apparently, he's okay enough. 2 minutes to play in the game. Raven's walking it up the floor. So Benedictine in control of the ball, leading by 6. Now we're inside 2 minutes to play. Declan Sullivan plays off the screen. Hilgendorf sets it. Back on top of the go to Bryson. Over to Hagen. Back to Bryson. LaRue, little shake and bake. Shot clock at 8. He goes baseline, looks in, feeds underneath, Preston, back out on top, Bryson, 3, no. Rebound, pulled down by Hilgendorf, and the Ravens are going to reset. With 1:37 to go in the overtime. Benedictine with the basketball, shot clock at 15. Ravens up by a half a dozen. Bryson, shot clock down to 7. Gets it to Deglin. Deglin attacks the rim, shot up, no. Rebound, Park, clearing it down, it's going to be Barnes. He'll bring it up the floor himself. Weaves into the lane. Puts a shot up, off balance, missed it. Rebound, Vandermoody. He gets grabbed in the backcourt, but they couldn't foul him. He's gotten rid of the ball quickly enough. Now it's going to be Deglin. He gets finally pushed and bumped and hit, and they'll finally call a foul. The key to that was Vandermoody getting rid of the ball so quickly that as the defender bear hugged him from behind, he was rid of the ball, so there was no foul being called. And now the Ravens will come back to the free throw line with 1:06 to go in the OT. Leading by 6, but it's still 1-1. That was only team foul 9. Coming to the line for Benedictine, 1-1. Declan Sullivan. The first is good. Now Park's in some trouble with 1:06 to go, and they are down 7. Sullivan's second free throw. Too short. It is 81-74. And we've got 1 minute to play. Driving in, and Hilgendorf just kind of grabbed the Park player. I don't think Coach Moody really wanted to see that happen, but he's going to put Park on the line. So the bad news is Park's at the line. The good news is Burroughs is, 4 of 7 tonight. And that one's way short, not even close. Burroughs, one more free throw. His team, with less than 1 minute to go, is down 7. This one rolls up and just goes in. It is 81-75. 58 seconds left. Ravens will bring it in the backcourt. Here's Preston. Forecourt, it goes to Vandermoody. Ravens do not attack the rim. They're going to bring it back out on top. It's going to be batted away. Loose on the floor by Park. Now it's loose to Deglin. Bats it away. Park still chasing it around to the backcourt. They'll lob it up. Here's Chroma. Comes it over to the left side. The three-point shot. Wow, what a shot by Barnes. Barnes hits the 3. Park takes a timeout, and we are a long way from deciding this game. timeout on the court. Taking a break, Joseph with 35 seconds left in OT. Benedictine 81, Park 78.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
How many OTs do you feel like tonight? One. Okay. That is the acceptable number. One is the maximum OT number tonight. 35 seconds to go in this overtime. Benedictine going to be putting the ball in playing for the backcourt, leading it by three. It is 81-78. Vigoffa will bring it in, and Bryson is going to be tackled. He's going to be thrown to the floor, and we're going to get a jump ball called. He gets grabbed around the midsection in the chest, pulled down. And the jump ball will belong to Park with 31 seconds to go. So 31 seconds left. Preston Reynolds is going to come back in. He'll bring out Vanderwood. That is your offense defense switch. Benedictine is also going to take out Deglan Sullivan. He's going to bring Hagen back in. So you've got Reynolds and Hilgendorf. You've got Harrison is out there and Ezra with Bryson. Park brings it in and slips and falls. And is that a travel? It's an out of bounds. Benedictine is going to have it back. Maybe the craziest part of that was at that same spot, Coach Klein was on his hands and knees with a towel polishing the floor to make sure his guys had a perfect surface. And then their feet shoot out from beneath them and the Ravens are going to get it back. Wow, 29 seconds left. Everybody's standing up. I'm standing up. Ben standing up. 29 seconds remaining. Benedictine still by three. This officiating crew is working hard. Ravens having an interesting inbound alignment, and now it's going to be Preston to bring it in. He's looking it out on top. Gets it into backcourt. Bryson LaRue dribbles one time. Gets it to Preston. Benedictine got to get this thing across the timeline. He has the ball stolen from him. There's a layup. Preston Reynolds gives it up. And a quick bucket by Park. Ravens up the floor. 14, 13, and a foul. It'll be Bryson LaRue coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Josiah Barnes. And for Josiah, that is all of one foul tonight. However, both teams are now with a double bonus. So coming to the free throw line, it's going to be Bryson LaRue for two. 81-80 Benedictine. The free throw. Got it. There was a question for a minute. I'm not going to lie. It hit the front of the rim, kind of bounced up, and then rolled forward and in. One more shot coming up for LaRue. 13 seconds left in the overtime period. Benedictine by a pair. LaRue sends it in. Bryson gets them both. We're going to have a timeout. Taking it, Joseph. 13 seconds are going overtime. Benedictine 83, Park 80.
Burgers, blizzards, and more. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Silk Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks. All at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Has not been a point during this game when it was not closely contested. First half, it was 30-30 at halftime. Both teams turned around and scored 42 in the second half. So now we go to overtime, 72-72. And Benedictine, with 13 seconds left in OT, leads by three. But don't forget, with this many seconds left in regulation, they led by three. So, Coach Mooney is going to have Ezra Vigalba, Preston Reynolds, Harrison Kissling, Bryson LaRue, and Deglin Sullivan. So they're going to go small. They're going to go ball handler. Park has Kermit, Robinson, Burroughs, Barnes, and Javalia. The ball comes in. Here's Kroma. Goes right side in the forecourt with eight. Lots of time. That is a wild three shot and waved off. And they're going to call a foul on Bryson LaRue. And that was a really smart play. Okay, by Barnes. There's nothing to be lost there. And you could say, well, I was shooting a three when I got fouled. The official's going to wave off that shot. He says, no, you're not shooting when he fouled you. But it will be two free throws. Here we go back to that old thing. You're up by three. So what do? You foul to let him shoot two, okay? So let's see if that really works. First free throw. Yes. All right, so Josiah Barnes hits that one. That is his 25th point tonight. It is 83-81. We're at 7 seconds to go. Barnes is going to look this thing over. Eyes it, sends it, missed it, rebound. Pulled down by Ezra. He gets bear hugged in the backcourt. Grabbing him up and committing the foul is going to be Kaji. So Kaji Javalia, the 6'7" senior from the country of Georgia. Kutasai, I think is how they would probably call that, Georgia. And back at the free throw line, Benedictine. It's Ezra. It's no good. Ezra Vigalba has 2 points tonight. One more free throw that would make this a two-possession game, or would make it at least a three-point game. Gets it. Okay, so Vigalba hits one. The Ravens up three. 84-81. Down the floor with 1 second. There's a three! It was from three steps above the three-point ring. What a shot by Josiah Barnes. We will go to a second overtime. Barnes just launched that thing, and it was laser perfect. We're taking a timeout. Going to the second overtime, Joseph. It's Benedictine, 84, Park 84.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
In the overtime period, Park scored 12 points. Josiah Barnes scored 9 of those 12. He was fantastic. A couple of threes, hit a two, and was 1 of 2 at the free throw line in the overtime. For Benedictine, it continues to be Bryson LaRue leading the way. He's got 19 points. Hagen Hilbendorf with 18. And Jack Vanderwoody, 23. How about that? Leading scorer in the ballgame, though, is that guy we just talked about, Josiah Barnes. I've got him at 28 points right now. Here we go. OT2. And back in it goes. Here we go. Back in. Gino Corridori to jump. He's won every one. He's going to win this one. Corridori each time has been able to take it away from Jaden Robinson and Benedictine with the basketball. What point in time for the Ravens does fatigue become an issue and begin to set in? You got to worry about that. Corridori will dribble it off on top. Gets it there to Bryson. Haroon starts into the lane. In trouble. Kicks it back out on top. Driving in. The finger roll. The bucket's good. Preston Reynolds. Preston with a bucket. Benedictine up. 86-84. We're just underway in OT. The feed underneath. Then a one-handed layup is going to be up and good. Robinson. 86-86. Sullivan coming up the floor. He'll slide over to the right side. Plays off a little screen set by Bryson. Then he'll get it to LaRue on the give and go. Back over it goes to Preston. Reynolds will drive across the lane. Come out on top again to Bryson. 3:50 to go in overtime. Shot clock down to 5. LaRue back it away. Head fake. Gets it over to Jack. 1 second. The shot at the buzzer. Way off the mark. And rebounding it down is going to be Park. They're going to say it is a shot clock violation. And for Park, here's a chance at something they haven't had. A lead. Park has not been in front. Here's Javalia. Over to Barnes. Topside as Chroma. Chroma is the most confident player on this floor. He falls away. The Ravens give him a bump. And there's going to be a foul called against Benedict. And no shot. The whistle is going to be on Jack and Rabander Woody. Only foul number 2. 3:24 to go in the second overtime. Long look at it by Chroma. Now spins it out and still Park struggling in a huge way at the free throw line. Chroma with one more look at it, and it's game tied at 86 in the second overtime. That one, no good. Ravens rebound it down. Park continues to shoot miserably at the free throw line. Here comes Ezra. Vigonfa into the forecourt. Benedictine will run his offense. He'll drive over, kick it back. Gino goes up, blocking foul. Corridori going hard to the floor, and the foul is going to be on Kaji Javalia. Even if it wasn't on him, I just like saying Kaji at this point, so why not? 3 minutes left. Javalia with his third personal foul and coming to the line for Benedictine. It's going to be Gino. Gino has 4 points tonight, and his first free throw of the game is unsuccessful. Corridori with one more look here. Looking to get Benedictine back in front. Chevalier, by the way, picking up his fourth foul there with that one a moment ago. Second free throw, Corridori, not even close. Rebound, Chevalier. So Gino clapping his hands up the floor after missing 2 free throws. And here comes Park. Inside 3 minutes to go in the second overtime. The feed to the block. Chevalier hooks and scores. That'll be his 14th point of the game. And it's 88-86. The Ravens trail by 2. 2:40 to go. And another collision. And another foul. And another free throw appearance coming up. Couple of free throws here for Preston. Preston Reynolds said the foul was on Robinson. The free throw, no good. My gracious. Preston Reynolds, one more free throw. Robinson, only his third foul, second free throw here. Not even close. The Ravens are 0 for 4 in the OT. Park is 0 for 2. Is it exhaustion? I'd like to think it was something besides just not being really good at free throw shooting. 88-86 Pirates. 2.5 minutes left. Now Park goes motion. trying to run the clock. The kick left. Chevalier wants to take the long shot. Now loses the handle of the ball. Benedict is going to pick it up. Here comes Ezra. Ravens are going to run. By Goffa. Dumps it over to the right side of Preston. Back out on top. It'll go to Gino. Back over to Jack. Vanderwood. He kicks it down. Preston. On the baseline left. Back out on top with 19 on the shot clock. Bryson LaRue with a basketball. Ravens down two. LaRue pulls up for the long two. There it is. We're tied again off the hand of Bryson LaRue. 88-88. A minute 50 in OT. Park left side. Here's Chroma spinning. Loses the handle. It's out on top. Ezra saves it. Outlets it. Bryson comes down. Goes in. It's blocked from behind. No goaltend. Here we come back the other way. Driving down. The high step. The falling away shot. Blocked away. Saved out on top by Chevalier. It's blocked. And now there's going to be a foul called. And it's going to be on Corridori. This game is on the brink of mayhem out here. With a minute 27 to go. Coming to the free throw line with his hands on his knees is Gaji. Free throw? Nope. These teams in a second overtime are what now? 0 for 6? 7? Is that 7? Ravens are going to substitute a couple of guys. One more shot for Chevalier. This one looks better, but it rims out no good. Both teams have been unable to hit even one second overtime free throw. And we've got a minute 20 to go. It is an 88-88 ball game. Benedictine with a basketball. Out on top. Going to be Hagen. Gets it to Deglin. Sullivan tries to skip it down low, and it's going to be turned over. Gaji coming up with a steal. Here comes Park. 1 minute left in the second overtime. Tied at 88. Way upstairs is Burroughs. He's been good. Here goes Brooks. He's been better. Blocked underneath. What a job by Hilgendorf. He got upstairs to reject the shot, and Benedictine back up court. And we're going to get a timeout. Ravens taking a break. This thing coming down to the wire with 38 seconds left in the second OT. You're getting your money's worth tonight. Benedictine 88, Park 88.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75. Highway.
Seconds to play in the second overtime here in the Nolan Gymnasium. 88-88. Games are at a conference tonight. Yeah, we're still in the second overtime. Baker demolishes Central Methodist by over 30. Grandview sneaks out the win. Finally, over Peru State. They had a bigger lead earlier, winning by 7 tonight. It was Mid-America beating Missouri Valley by nearly 20. And Ian Clark and Culver called off by weather. Here we go. Ravens with a basketball inbounds. 13 on the shot clock. 12, 11, 25 seconds left to go in the second overtime. Here's Ezra from 17. No. Rebound, Park. 20 seconds left in the second OT and Park. In a tie game, to the fourth quarter with the basketball, down the left side with it is going to be Chroma. He'll come on top to Burroughs, and we are going to get a Park timeout. We'll hang on to it right here. Is Park going to take a brief timeout, and what a crazy night of basketball. '88 with 14 seconds now to go in OT. had a lot of overtime games, some two overtime games, a very famous three overtime game, but I don't know that I've seen four. Of course, the most famous three overtime game is the Benedictine Rockers. Jason Wyrick hitting three free throws at the end of one of them to send it to another. And Ravens ultimately winning it right up here, right up the hill. In what we lovingly call the old gym. Here we go, 14 seconds left in the second overtime. Middleby Park putting the ball in play. They're going to have it in 28-foot mark on the far side. Here it goes. It'll come in into the backcourt. And I think they were surprised by that just a little bit. Park brings it up. 7 seconds, six. They're going to go for a last shot. Win or lose right here. The drive, the shot, blocked out of bounds. It'll go back to Park with 1.7. Can Park get this thing in and get a legitimate shot? Although they've hit a couple of shots that you would say were not particularly great shots to take it to first and then second overtime. Here we go, 1.7 to go. Tie ball game. It's coming in for Park at the baseline. They went to lob it into the big guy. Chevalier wants it. The tip, the bucket, it's in. Park hits the bucket. Now that their team runs out on the floor, Hilgendorf gets the block. It goes out of bounds, and they lob it up over the rim on the inbound and throw it down 0.2. And then the Park team runs out on the court. There is still time remaining. And we're going to see what the play, what the call is going to be, but the South Pirates leading at 90-88. Again, the clock says 0.2. And a crew is coming up, all three of them. Usually you get two up there and one guy carrying the basketball and standing out at midcourt, and then they kind of rotate and alternate, but let's see what they're going to do. How much time they're going to put on the scoreboard? 1.2. Okay. That's a big difference. Okay, 1.2. So what do the Ravens do? You lob it into midcourt and you turn and shoot, right? We're approaching the end of the second overtime. It is 90-88. Park in front here at Atchison, Kansas tonight. And again, 1.2. The Ravens are going to be putting a play from deep in the backcourt. It'll be Preston Reynolds. Preston doing the inbound work. So Preston looking to bring it in. Two Ravens at midcourt and a Raven on each end of the free throw line. They're just going to lob it to the other end. It's going to be tipped out. The shot at the buzzer. It's in! It's out the window! It's in! Wait a minute! Coach Klein says no! The officials say no! Is it done? And wait a minute! They're going to go to the score table! Here's what happened. The ball was lobbed 3/4 of the length of the court. It touched a player. It hit the floor. It was picked up by Vanderbooty. The time was running out. He grabs it with his left hand, throws it toward the basket. It hits, and this is like way near the baseline. It glances off the backboard, goes into the bucket. Was it out of his hand before the lights come on? It was just that close. Now the officials again huddling up. Park immediately says no. Of course they would. Now the official's taking a hard, hard look at this. Now they got a handheld stopwatch out there. We're going to see how accurate that is. They are leaning over, all three of them, looking, staring, intently gazing at the replay screen. They got the stopwatch in hand to see when that 1.2 goes off. They're going to see if it was off there. He clicks it, and there he clicks it, and what's it say? Now they're leaning in. They're talking to one another. Now they're talking to JP, and they're going to run it a second time. It was close, and here we go. Watching him thumb. And click, and they're looking at it again. Are they going to run it three times? Somebody's going to be really upset. Somebody's going to be elated. Somebody's going to be heartbroken. The losing team tonight is really, really going to be hurt by this. I mean, it's just exhausting. They've worked so hard. They've played so hard. But it's come down to this call. And now the official looking at that wrist, that stopwatch again. Here's the deal. You know they don't want to make this call, right? There's no way they want to decide this game. And the officials are going to decide this game right here. It is now out of the hands of the players, out of the hands of the coaches. It is in the hands of these guys leaning over the scoreboard, over the scorebook. And now they're going to walk over, and they're going to visit out on top. Coach Klein walks away. Coach Moody is back way. And let's see. Are they going to wave it off? They're going to say it's no good. And they're walking off the floor. Final score tonight in two overtimes. Pirates 90, Benedictine 88. We'll be back.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Well, an exhausting game. In a very exhausting game, the Benedictine Ravens coming up a little bit short. Tied at regulation, tied at the end of overtime. It goes to two OTs and a last-second shot that the officials took a long time deciding whether it was off in time or not. They say it was not, and the Ravens come up short, 90-88. And, again, I'm just curious how, at what point in time those guys said that that last one got away, because, here, let me do that once. And I'm just curious how long they said that that possession had been. Anyway, heartbreaking loss for Benedictine, who played so hard, so well against a really good Park team. Let's recap how the scoring has gone. First of all, for the Pirates, and we're going to have, 28 points tonight for Josiah Barnes. Had a huge night. He hit that one shot at the end of the first regulation to send it to a second. 19-9 for Tyler Burrows. It was 15 for Jaden Robinson. And Taji Javalia, 14 points. He hit the shot that took it to the first overtime. Moving along then, and a single-digit scoring. It was 9-9 for Chroma, 3 for Bradford, and 2 for Sean Dale Ross. So you had the big scores, and then you had, like, not much else for Benedictine. Look at this line. How about 23 for Jack Vanderwoody tonight? 8 of 14 shooting, including 7 of 12 from outside. Bryson LaRue, 8 of 17. and 21 points tonight for Bryson. Double figures also, Hagen Hilgendorf. This is one of his better games. I mean, this may be his best game so far. 8 of 10. 2 of 2, 3-point shooting. 18 points for Hagen. And, gosh, I thought maybe he was going to have a double-double, but ends up with 9 rebounds for Hilgendorf tonight. He was just that close. Going on down the Ravens scoring list, and Drew Purdy played a little bit early, but we did not see him in the late going or at all in the OT. A young guy had 8 points tonight. 5 this evening for Deglan Sullivan. 4-point game for Gino Corridori and Preston Reynolds. Ezra Bygotha had 3-2 tonight for Harrison Kissling. Stick around a little bit. Well, Coach Moody always graces us by coming up and visiting after the game, so we're going to stick around after this one and chat with him. I was going to talk about the free throws, and Park gave Benedictine some opportunities, and the Ravens, conversely, missed a couple of free throws down the stretch that would have been big difference makers. Here's the thing. Park ended up the game at the free throw line 14 of 33. That's 42% at the free throw line. Benedictine, they were 11 of 20 tonight, and so that was, what, 55% for the Ravens. So Benedictine misses 9 free throws. Park misses 19 free throws on the evening, and a game that goes 2 overtimes. Rebounding, pretty much even. Benedictine with a bit of an edge, not a big one, 44 to 42. Here comes Coach. And assists, Raymond's 24. That was a heck of a job, 24 assists. And here we're on and on with that. So we will cover that as we come along. Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC men, joins us. And let me make sure we got this on.
Yep,
Coach, I'm telling you what, your guys could not have played harder. I mean, it was an incredible thing to watch them get out there and stay with it and stay after it. Can you hear me okay?
Yep.
Okay. So, I mean, tough loss, but I continue to be. We talk about this, I'm so proud of them. How well they played.
Yeah, I mean, they grinded, that's for sure. That's a hard-fought game. What is it, Wednesday, Saturday, Monday, Wednesday?
Yeah.
So 4 and 7 days.
Uh-huh.
I'm on short rest, not a lot of prep. I thought we defended really well tonight. I thought our offense looked good tonight. You know, they withstood some tough times and some challenges and some adversity in that game and never went away. They just grinded, like you said. They played their tails off. And I mean, it's a great game. Sucks that somebody has to lose. You know, there's questionable calls on both sides. I mean, it's just like one of those games. I mean, this is college basketball, and I'm proud of our guys for how hard they fought. We're growing. I know this is a tough learning life lesson, you know, this season so far. But, I mean, that entire group is growing, and they're getting better. And I was proud of them tonight. You know, I'm going to own it. End of the first overtime with that 5 seconds left. We went to that little press. I crossed half court. I probably should have them fouling. We typically, you know, under 5, it's hard to pull the trigger on that, because the guy's going to get a shot off, and you might foul him in the act of shooting. But, you know, he took a couple dribbles, and we probably should have fouled and put him to the line there with 5 seconds. You know, in that 5-0 range there in that end of overtime, that's on me. I told him to play it out, and the kid hit a 34-footer or whatever. You know, for credit to Park, they made big plays. And, you know, we're still growing. We're still getting better. The big thing here is we got to flush it, take a day off. I don't even want them around this building tomorrow. You know, we've been together for about 10 straight days, and that's a tough one to swallow, but we got to be ready to go Saturday.
Coach, I am no tactician, and I don't know anything about the game, but it looked to me like early on you really dictated the tempo of the game. You did not want to, I don't think, get running with these guys, and that halftime score had to be 30-30. That had to be just what you were wanting to have, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we wanted it. You know, I think we're as physical as Park. I think we can match up well against Park. You know, clearly. I mean, the game down there was, what, a 4 or 5 point game, and tonight's double overtime. It's a good matchup for both teams. It's a physical game. Both teams like to play physical. Both teams, you know, this is very un-Park-like to make 10 threes. You know, they're averaging 4 a game, and they made 10 tonight. And that's the difference. And then, you know, free throws, our guys aren't trying to miss them, but, you know, 11 of 20 in a double overtime game, that sure makes a big difference.
It's always hard to use an empirical comparison term, but I'm still going to say this may be the best game I've seen Hagan have. I mean, he did so many things that I liked the way he was defending. He was getting his hand and swatting shots, but offensively, only 8 of 10 and 2 of 2 from 3. I mean, for crying out loud, what a nice night.
Yeah, no, I agree. And maybe should have gone to him a little more in those overtimes, but he played his tail off. Bryce and Jack played their tail off. You know, those were our main scorers tonight. Everybody got in there, got a touch, and pretty much everybody scored when they were in there. But, you know, it's a tough game. I mean, you know, one play here or there, one couple free throws here or there, either way, on either side, they missed a bunch too. And this thing doesn't go to the overtimes or doesn't go double overtime or whatever it may be. But they're grinding, they're getting better. This is a tough one, but, you know, we got to bounce back. We got to be ready to go.
And here comes the Saturday game. And for the fans, we talked about it a little bit the other night. We got to remind everybody here that this is senior day because you've only got two home games left, for goodness sake.
It is, but it isn't.
Oh, okay.
So for the men, because of some scheduling issues and some parents and everything else, we're going to recognize our four seniors at one time on Saturday, but our official senior day is going to be the 22nd.
Okay.
We want our parents here. A few of them are coming from far away, and it just works out better for them on that. So the women are going to do their official senior day. We're going to recognize our seniors, but Culver at 4 o'clock on Saturday, you know, we'll be bouncing back, and it will be a senior day ish, you know, and then the official day will be the 22nd. So it'll be good to get back on the floor, you know, take a couple days, get our legs underneath us, get our minds rested a little bit, and get back out there.
And it's not just the players. You and Coach Peer could probably use a minute away from these guys too, as delightful as they are. Maybe just a minute.
Yeah, you know, I don't know, man. I love this group. I love this group. They are competitors. They're great kids. They have great personalities. I love being around them. You know, if it was the right thing to do, we'd be back in the gym tomorrow. You know, but it's not the right thing to do for their bodies. So we'll be working. We'll be getting ready for Culver, but our guys need some rest. So, you know, I don't mind being around them. This is a special group, and they're getting better every day. I mean, Drew Purdy, all these young guys, man. I mean, they're going out, you know, Deglin and Jack and all these guys are making plays, Harrison. So we just got to keep getting better. We got to bounce back from this one.
And you don't have to look at any Culver film from tonight.
Did they not play tonight?
They did not play. But Clark did not come. So they had no night. They have no game day, so they're getting a little extra rest.
Okay, good. Good for them. Well, we'll be ready on Saturday.
You got it.
All right.
Coach Moody, appreciate you, man. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Ryan Moody, head coach of the BC Guys. And got to wrap it up here tonight. It was a long evening. It was two great basketball games. The Lady Ravens winning in runaway fashion. The BC Guys battling tough, taking it to not one but two overtimes. And succumb to Park 90-88. Tomorrow night, Sports Look, right after the Q-Radio Evening Report with Brian Hagan, about 5:15, 5:20. Gus and I are going to be with you. Friday night, it will be MHMA at Oskaloosa. And then Saturday, as coaches and I were talking, ladies at 2, guys at 4, Benedictine hosting Culver Stockton. Thanks for having joined us. For Brian Hagan, who put the ball on the tee, and Joseph, who kicked it off for the rest of the game. And back at the Care Studio, guys, thank you very much for your producing and all your work. Tom Couch here in the Normal Gym. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.